glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you just joined us, you missed some incredible news. The President of the United States yesterday afternoon said that today, this afternoon, they're going to release all the JFK files unredacted. You heard the president say it himself. I had the audio clip. I played that for you. That was incredible good news from President Trump. And there's more incredible news from President Trump, which, again, if you just joined us, this is going to be new to you because the local media won't cover this. President Trump made this announcement on Truth Social. After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, in particular China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of all coal-fired power plants, I am authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal. And beautiful, clean coal is all uppercase. President of the United States, incredibly good news. From Donald Trump, two incredible pieces of good news from Donald Trump today. That's what you missed earlier, but thank you so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality, and now, Dimitri live and dangerously local, the Force Multiplier of Truth. Speaking of truth, really interesting, and we're going to get to this very, very dangerous street in Belmont County, because that is the Belmont buzz today. But before that, this was a very interesting, very short conversation with Elon Musk and Ted Cruz and a third person whose name, of course, now I've forgotten, about the fraud, the misuse of funds, the misappropriation, the utter dysfunction of the federal government. And this will help explain why the leftists, as well as the establishment Republicans, are losing their minds over Doge, losing their minds over Elon Musk, losing their minds over all he is uncovering. And again, we're looking at just the tip of the iceberg. Wait till you hear what Elon Musk has discovered now. And he's talking to Ted Cruz about this discovery.
One of the things you told me about is
what you
call magic money computers at the Treasury. Tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers like all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's coherent. And that the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
No, yeah. They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. I call a magic money computer any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are with this, some at HHS, some at, one or two at State, there's some at DOD. I think we found now 14 magic money computers.
14, okay.
They just send money out of nothing.
In case you were wondering why the leftist and the establishment Republican hate Trump and hate Elon Musk so much. And that includes West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. She is one of the more than two dozen Republican senators who voted against defunding U.S. aid. which is the big money laundering operation. She is part of the problem, as I've been telling you for a very long time now. And of course, the local media, the only thing they're going to tell you about Shelley Moore Capito is that, oh, she's doing good stuff. She's standing up for fentanyl or to fentanyl and standing up, you know, against China and this, that, and the other. When it comes to voting, she is a rhino through and through. With all of these revelations, you would have thought that Shelley Moore Capito, who in theory represents MAGA Nation, the heart of MAGA Nation, which is what West Virginia is, as well as Southeast Ohio and the western part of Maryland, this tries to, and southwestern Pennsylvania too, this quad state area is actually the heart of MAGA Nation. You look at the counties in Pennsylvania, Green and Fayette and Washington. You look at Southeast Ohio. You look at Jefferson. You look at Belmont County and all that. And all of West Virginia, the western counties of Maryland. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. Shelley Moore Capito, in theory, represents West Virginia. And yet she was one. In fact, I have it here somewhere. Where did I put this thing here now? Hold on. All right. Yeah. Here it is. I read this yesterday. I'll read it to you again. Step one, real Donald Trump electrifies America and wins against all odds to take back the White House on a clear mandate. Doge the swamp. Department of Government Efficiency. Step two, Elon Musk goes all in exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse at USAID. Step three, Republican senators, including West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, block Rand Paul's amendment to defund USAID. Shelley Moore Capito. Another reason why Shelley Moore Capito is all in with this fraud and deceit with USAID, I think, Podesta. Podesta is one of the biggest beneficiaries of the corruption, misuse of funds, fraud, call it what you will. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not offering a legal opinion regarding USAID. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what does West Virginia's wrinkled rhino have to do with Podesta? And that whole Podesta posse of the degenerates and disgusting behavior. Well, her favorite nephew, that's what. Shelley Moore Capito installed her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, as your congressman. He represents the upper half of West Virginia. That's the second congressional district. I would not be surprised. I want to stress, I do not have smoking gun evidence regarding this. This is just my opinion. I would not be surprised if one of the reasons that Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, voted to block the defunding of U.S. aid, this incredible money laundering operation that Elon Musk is exposing. The reason that she did that, I think, could be at least in part to protect her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, who she installed as your congressman. The Podesta posse is up to their eyebrows in the deep swamp state. And the amount of money that they are getting from USAID in one form or another, this money laundering operation is difficult to quantify. But it's all over X Twitter. Don't be surprised if that's part of Shelley Moore Capito's motivation to try to save the congressional seat for her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, who you might know better as Rick Rattler, lead singer and founder of this satanic worshiping group, music group Rattler. Just thought you should know. All right. So what do I do next? Do I tell you about the Belmont Buzz or do I tell you about Bridgeport Equipment and Tool and their incredible sale? Let's start with the Belmont.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, if you care about safety in Belmont County, you should really care a great deal about this. You really need to know about this. I can make the argument very easily that this is one of the most dangerous streets and quite possibly the most dangerous street in Belmont County, and you wouldn't normally think it would be until you understand the real story, what's really going on. I was just out there late yesterday evening to double-check everything to see if anything's been fixed, because I started talking about it yesterday, and of course nothing's been fixed. In fact, it's getting worse. Oh, by the way, you can hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Also, you can see me on, you can see the whole show, which is not much to see, but you can if you want. Facebook live stream. It's the Dimitri Vassilaris page. Dimitri is with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, Vassilaris. Rhymes with Asilaris, except you had a V in front of that. Now, one thing for our Facebook friends this morning. It will seem, if you just are tuning in or watching the Facebook live stream, it's going to seem as if I have some sort of a halo around me or some sort of a magical light connected with me. That is not an illusion. That is not a special effect with the Facebook live stream. In fact, they've shut off the special effects with the live streams. That's actually the sun. And our state-of-the-art world-class studio here, which someday may even be soundproofed, we have a window. And the window is facing out to the east. And there is an awning, which of course does absolutely no good early in the morning because the sun rises from the horizon and so. So if you're having a difficult time looking at me this morning, or it seems as if I have some sort of a bright light, or it's a halo, or maybe God himself, I don't know. It's like almost like God. Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. That's actually the sun. And thank God, I'm surprised that I'm saying this. Thank God they've never washed this window. Thank God. Because if they had ever washed this window, sunlight, the blazing sunlight, you'd be blinded by it. Your retinas would burn if you'd be watching the Facebook live stream. So that's what's going on with that. It's actually not some sort of unearthly being or supernatural being or anything or a halo or anything. It's just the sun in our state-of-the-art window. All right, Belmont Buzz. Most dangerous street, I can very easily make the argument that it is Addy Way. Now, you might be wondering, Addy Way, what the hell is that? There's no street sign that says Addy Way, at least none that I saw. You might know it better as the street that leads to Aldi's, A-L-D-I, that grocery store. Well, if you're on National Road at the Whiteside dealership intersection, catacorner is Sheets. You got a Sheets there. George is the general manager, great guy, absolutely great guy. Puts up with a lot from Jen, but he's a great guy, he really is. And that street, Addy Way, will lead you to Aldi's. And there's a CVS on the other side. That is easily one of the most and quite possibly the most dangerous street in Belmont County for a number of different reasons. First, there's a lot of traffic that goes on that stupid little street. But that's not the issue. The issue is the lack of concern on the part of the owner, the apparent lack of concern. Let me rephrase this, because this is just one man's opinion based on driving on this street. In fact, I was there again last night. So in my opinion, based on my personal experience, it sure seems as if there's a lack of any concern on the part of the owner of that street for your safety and, more importantly, for my safety. Addy Way, that street that leads to Aldi's, on either side of it at National Road, at the intersection with National Road, on either side of it, are without a doubt the two largest potholes that I've ever seen in my life, certainly the largest in Belmont County. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. They are massive. They're not feet wide. They're like yards wide. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Dimitri, okay, so it's a crappy, horrible road that no one seems to take care of. But why? What makes it so dangerous? Why do you think it's one of the most dangerous? That's a good question. Because when it rains, those massive potholes hold all the water. So you have no concept. They look like lakes on either side of this Addy Way, the street that leads to Aldi's. They look like massive lakes. And if you don't know that they're massive potholes, and you drive over this lake, this massive pothole, you could break an axle, ruin your tires, cause an accident. And it's been this way for forever. And that's not even the worst of it. I'll tell you the worst after the news, then I'll tell you who owns this monstrosity, and we need to do something about it.